the snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Friday, October 23rd, 2020, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it's a pretty interesting time to be alive in the world, America, I suppose, in particular. Interesting times. So the proverb is fulfilled. Lots to talk about. No shortage of things, right? And lots of long form content. Lots going on. I guess we should maybe start with the thing that some people called a debate last night. That was interesting. I don't know. I guess we'll start with I'll start with my thoughts. Let me see. So just sort of composing myself. So I don't really even know where to begin. It was kind of, I mean, it's very satirical on one hand and very serious on the other. You know, on one hand, it was kind of like Grumpier Old Men 4 or something like that. You know, it was definitely the oddest of odd couples. And on the other hand, what we're witnessing, you know, it's happening right before our very eyes. Some of the things that a number of folks have been talking about for a long time. You know, there were folks that warned us 50 years ago. I mean, there were the Gary Allens, for example. There were folks who warned us 100 years ago. There were the Congressman Lewis T. McFadden's, for example. Much has been read into the congressional record. We don't hear about that. I wonder why. Victors write history, and they conveniently write some things out, and sometimes literally. As I mentioned, even Anthony Sutton told us back in the 70s. So, you know, on one hand, it's comical. On the other hand, what we're witnessing is the increasingly divergent paths between reality and the fantasy, the fiction that's been concocted for people in this society in particular. Can't speak for others. But you're well enough in touch with the reality, and you have shed the fiction or the fictional delusion long enough and enough to know that, I mean, we're witnessing this divergence. And so, you know, as these guys stand up there, the reality of, you know, if there is an ex-president, I mean, bad guys have been saying, I mean, it was crazy. Joe Biden at one point, one of the most shocking things he said, zero carbon emissions by 2025. I do rule out banning fracking because, and you know, he was just, I'll get to that in a second, but I do rule out banning fracking because the answer we need other industries to transition to get the ultimately complete zero emissions by 2025. Maybe we should just play that. It's Friday. We're supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be a happy moment. We're supposed to just kind of ease into the weekend, but oh my goodness. This is where we're at. And it was, you know, see if we can do that real quick. Let me grab that. Zero carbon emissions. And what, you know, what's that all about anyway? I mean, I know, but so crazy. You know, climate change is a myth and a fraud hooked up by the Club of Rome. Alan Watt and other folks have been telling us that for years. It's just, you know, questions are one-sided. They don't represent America. You know, the questions are presumptive, as if to say, you know, everyone thinks this way, which most people don't, I would say. All right. Let me see if... Yeah. Oh, there we go. That's the problem. Where are we here? Joe Biden is priceless. Oh, my goodness. So ridiculous. All right. Thank you for bearing with me. This is just, it's just painful. I mean, it's painful in so many ways. The excerpt from the infamous thing that some people call the debate. Skirmish between geriatrics. The you know, grumpier old men, number four. Weren't there two? And so, you know, these guys had a debate, and then supposedly, and then there was this, so that would be four, right? There were the two with Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon. Grumpy old men, grumpier old men. I guess it would be grumpier old men three. I don't know. Anyway, we'll play some stuff from it. Zero carbon emissions, zero, complete zero emissions by 2025. That's not funny. You know what that means? And, you know, arguing about, I mean, again, folks like Alan Watt have been telling us, you know, if you're paying attention to the actual science and the actual numbers, to make electric vehicles is far more burdensome on the environment than the so-called fossil fuels. And, you know, then there's the issue of what Tesla said. I mean, anybody, we have the internet. Anybody can go and look up and probably vet still, I think. I don't know. It's getting increasingly difficult, but you can still vet the fact that Tesla said, and paraphrasing, when we really get this energy thing figured out, you'll just be driving through a constant field of energy. Remember he said, first question is whether energy is static or dynamic, and we know that it's dynamic, and so then when we really get this thing figured out, you'll just drive through an endless field of energy, and that will be what fuels your car. But that doesn't have a meter on it, like guys like Westinghouse say. And so, you know, we can't have that. We have to control people. Got more on that. Anyway, here's the complete zero emissions. That sounds redundant, but I mean, and even hyperbolic, but my goodness. This is one of the moments where, you know, Lucid Joe checks in, and we should, you know, this is a real thing. I'm not a fan of fracking at all, but how would you get to zero emissions? Wait, Bill Gates has a solution, innovating to zero. One of these numbers has to get pretty close to zero, even though you're not multiplying, you know. Just because you, anyway. So here's Joe Biden in his own words. Go ahead, please.
Flat line.
Would you rule out banning fracking?
I do rule out banning fracking because the answer, we need other industries to transition to get to ultimately a complete zero emissions by 2025. What I will do with fracking over
there
time is make sure that we...
Were people shocked to hear that? So, you know, it would be so comical if it wasn't so terrifying, if there wasn't so much on the line. So, you know, my thoughts were, was it really, I mean, I'll just go through some of it. Was it really in Belmont, in Nashville, or was it in Joe's basement, or the White House parking garage? Didn't it seem weird if you watched it? You know, from the, no, really, the audience is here, they just promised to be silent kind of air that it was given, that was weird. To the terrible audio and video, it sounded like it was, you know, from the beginning, it sounded like maybe it was filmed in somebody's garage or something. Kristen Walker, you know, sounded terrible at the beginning. It's, I don't know, it was weird. So, terrible audio and video, except every time Joe was speaking to the American people. And, you know, every network, including C-SPAN, cut to a close-up of his Clinton thumb-wagging impersonation or whatever. None of which, including C-SPAN or the thumb-wagging, was scripted, of course. So, you know, in that sense, in a word, I would say embarrassing once again, but that's three words. It had the air of a junior high playground fight or skirmish or tiff or something between geriatrics. It wasn't really a fight, you know. And Joe Biden sounded like a warped, frustrated, senile little old man just muttering to himself half the time. Or, it's, you know, it kind of seemed that way, muttering to himself as he shuffles around. That's... And is it me or is Sleepy Joe floating? Is pendulous too colorful a euphemism for Joe? I mean, it's Friday, but how about Lackey? Lackey's probably a good one still. But Joe Biden seems to be floating in space, compliments of whatever cocktail they feed him to seem lucid, which cocktails don't seem to last long, by the way. Judging from appearances anyway, but he seems to be floating. I mean, that was one of the takeaways for me. And the way that I perceive this, you know, divergence between reality and the fiction that's been created to, you know, beguile people, the fiction and the reality are so disparate at this point. You pretty much have to be, all of us have to be on some cocktail to, you know, if you're aware of them. If you're not aware of them, if you're just sort of willfully blind at this point or obtuse or otherwise obtuse, then I guess you don't, you know, you just kind of keep going along to get along or whatever. But if you understand, like he's saying, complete zero emissions by 2025. What? Just think about that. Think about the implications for a bunch of pathocrats who really just are completely disconnected from the ordinary citizen, if you will. Completely detached from reality in the current context. But they've been told this is where we're headed. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with any fact or anything like that. Terrifying. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Good morning. Hey, we're live this Friday, November 6, 2020. We were not in the first segment, so we are now. Welcome this Friday, November 6, 2020. It's been an interesting week, hasn't it? But it's going precisely according to plan. I would say sort of coalescence or some kind of culmination of the four scenarios that Transition Integrity Project gamed. Game one, ambiguous, investigated a scenario in which the outcome of the election remained unclear. Some people will view what's happening that way, won't they? Game two, clear Biden victory. Biden wins both the Electoral College and the popular vote. Trump alleges fraud, takes steps to benefit himself and his family, but ultimately hands the White House over to Biden. Some can sort of see that scenario shaping up. Game three, clear Trump win. The third scenario started with an Electoral College victory for President Trump, 286 to 252, with a popular vote win, 52 to 47 for former Vice President Biden. You can sort of see that shaping up too, right? And narrow Biden win, explored a narrow Biden win where he leads with less than 1% of the popular vote and has a slim lead at 278 electoral votes. Trump campaign sows chaos, but Senate Republicans and Joint Chiefs of Staff eventually signal that they accept Biden's win. Trump refuses to leave and is removed by the Secret Service. So, I mean, you can sort of see, I would say, hints at, like, all of these, actually. Which is very interesting. And I mentioned the other day that I'm writing a letter. I've been refining it. I started early election day, and I'm refining it and finalizing it as though it was from election day. I didn't change any of the forecast kind of stuff, but I have tried to massage the rest of the content and sort of organize it a little better. It was just a quick sort of ad hoc throw together of a lot of stuff that you've heard on this broadcast, but I had hoped to get it out, and I think I'm gonna publish it today no matter what, but I'll leave it backdated to the third. It really was written, the vast majority of it was written. I just had to stick footnotes and stuff in there for people, you know, for example, who don't listen to this broadcast, obviously. And where is he getting all of this? How is he making all of these crazy accusations? No, these are just facts of history and documents that you can find for yourself. So, as I said, when I mentioned this previously, you know, the point is that I hope we can bridge the gap and close the divide with loved ones, family, friends, loved ones, and not be used as cannon fodder, because I really believe that's what's going on. I'll give you a little excerpt from it, and the point, the conclusion at the bottom of the hour here in a minute. But there's a section titled Mimetic Warfare, the Future of War, which of course is a reference to First Lieutenant Brian J. Hancock's work in what was it? The Military Intelligence Professional Bulletin, MIPB, PB34-10-2, Volume 36, Number 2, April to June 2010. So, I'll give you that bit of information, because I think it really is, gosh, you know, you and I, knowing that, you know, there are forces that are, well, that have been very interested in controlling the American people and the people of the world at large, well, you'll find it interesting, I think, and I think most people would if they would consider the possibility that, yes, Virginia, maybe something like this is happening. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, We can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, November 6, 2020. I think I'll give you some excerpts from the article. It's a love letter. It's supposed to be the way for us to bridge the gap. I think we're being gamed. I think it's happening in real time. I think it's, you know, if you recall the TrueStream Media video, the time when a single computer ran an entire country. Remember that one? Focusing primarily on Stafford Beer's work in Allende's Chile. And, you know, it's real interesting, you know, to go back and to read it. And to hear the epiphanies that even Stafford Beer had in the sort of the process. But you know, you take that work and you sort of skip forward to the social media era, and then you kind of roll in memetic warfare, and it's real interesting the picture that starts to emerge. So we get all this weird stuff happening, right? I mean, yesterday, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, Nevada were too close to call. You know, today, the rumor is Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Pennsylvania, you know, probably Biden, you know, that's the not necessarily the blue wave, but the blue ripple, maybe. Everybody was saying the blue wave was a dud yesterday, but apparently Trump is holding North Carolina. But, you know, the way that all is happening is very strange. There's the what is being referred to like New Hampshire Public Radio, NPR New Hampshire, or NHPR.org, even had an article. Sharpie Gate leaves some New Hampshire voters worried they spoiled their absentee ballots. That was October 18th. New Hampshire polling places are offering single-use pens and pencils for voters who show up to cast a ballot in person on election day, but for those voting at home, the choice of utensils is sometimes less straightforward. So this is, you know, this has been the subject of a great deal of controversy, I think, the use of Sharpies in various states. I think Alaska, Arizona, Idaho in particular, obviously New Hampshire. And we saw hintings at lots of these issues. You know, obviously Donald Trump talking about voter fraud quite a bit. There's been talk about how, you know, the same thing happened. He said in 2016, the only reason that he lost the popular vote was because of voter fraud, 6 million votes or whatever. And, you know, again, I mean, I keep going back to Clint Curtis's testimony, and I understand that, yeah, I understand what people are saying about the I don't know, it's interesting how different media outlets, so-called news media outlets, are giving you the explainer. Isn't that interesting? I think that's one of the most fascinating things. You get the explainer on everything so that it makes sense, and it's like the, if I didn't know better, I would say this is the magician pulling his little tricks right before my very eyes. But I included some quotes, you know, so I just think it's interesting, you know. So yesterday we had Pam Bondi and Corey Lewandowski coming out and saying what they say. But, you know, I mean, this is interesting too. It's all just fascinating to me. So Corey Lewandowski, if I go to Wikipedia, for example, even Wikipedia says Corey Lewandowski is an American political operative, lobbyist, political commentator, and author. So he's a political operative? What does that? It's an interesting. And so, you know, he's what I would call a scoundrel. You know, the Hope Hicks deal is something that sort of comes to mind. Pam Bondi, same kind of thing. Steve Pachenik, Roger Stone, these people are all, I don't know, of questionable integrity, I would say. And it's funny how they just kind of pop out every once in a while. You know, you got Steve Pachenik, people talking about how he shows up in the most peculiar places. If it's true what he's saying, then why is he showing up talking to, you know, Owen Schroyer, who, again, whatever. And, you know, why not CNN? It's just, it's strange how that just really feeds into the whole, you know, Q community stuff, where it's not
you can't vet it. There's no way to vet it. You just have to, you know, take someone like Steve Pachenik at his word. And trust me, no, I've given the go ahead to. And so then you have people going off on this basic, you know, what is essentially a fairy tale, amounts to a little more than that. I mean, there's no evidence of that yet. I'm not saying it's not true. And, you know, of course, there's the, you know, CISA's rumor control page, which, as a friend of mine observed, you know, it kind of reminds you of Snopes, Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Chris Krebs, you know, giving us the Snopes treatment in the video there, a message from the CISA director. And so, you know, you read, you know, and they have the hashtag protect 2020, rumor versus reality. Reality, green check mark. Rumor, red X. Anyway. It's all very convenient. And the number of states, you know, it's interesting how the narrative just is, it's unfolding too neatly. The number of precincts that were challenged, you know, it takes more precincts to fudge an election, I would say, than the handful of precincts that have been alleged, even though, you know, you have people like James O'Keefe saying, you know, Project Veritas has received couple thousand at last count, I think, is what he said, tips, and they're investigating everyone. He said, we've read them all, and we're investigating. So, and I think Fox News even played a little bit of that, you know, video that Project Veritas released that was, you know, allegedly an interview. It doesn't prove anything to you or I. It's good theater. But, you know, I'm not saying it didn't happen or it's not real. I'm just saying you and I cannot vet it. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of theater as far as I'm concerned. What was her name? Clara, whatever. Where's the beef? Speaking of politics, that was, oh gosh, who used that? Oh, maybe I'll remember that. Anyway, it's just interesting how all of these little points and the video is nice and perfectly, you know, we get the video of certain precincts being papered up and stuff like that. And, you know, we can't look inside. And meanwhile, you know, James O'Keefe is appearing down in, I think it was Broward County, and saying, you know, I'm everywhere. It's all just too neat and tidy. So in my article, I mention, I make reference to a couple of quotes. Actually, I'll just back up and read this, I think. You know, I mentioned Chauncey DeVega's interviews of Greg Palast June 15th and August 25th. So Chauncey DeVega wrote in Salon, over at salon.com, a couple of articles. Investigative journalist Greg Palast, here's how Trump will steal the 2020 election. And number two, investigative reporter Greg Palast, Trump plans to steal the election, go well beyond the mail. And I need to make a mental note to include that LA Times article that I always think of. You know, we've been groomed to, you know, I don't know, think, you know, Russia, 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 basically when it comes to election fraud. But actually, you know, there was that article back in 2016 December by Nina Agrawal, titled the U.S. is no stranger to interfering in the elections of other countries. And, you know, based on the research of Dov Levin over at Carnegie Mellon University, you know, the paragraph reads, the U.S. has a long history of attempting to influence presidential elections in other countries. Do you think? It's done so as many as 81 times between 1946 and 2000, according to a database amassed by political scientist Dov Levin. And, you know, at that point here, Clint Curtis says, you know, there are people like Congressman Tom Feeney trying to do that here. And it seems there's ample evidence of it happening here over the years. So then I mentioned the other article, Chauncey DeVega, the goal is to create national chaos and a state of emergency in which millions of votes are left uncounted and the presidential election under the 12th Amendment of the Constitution is decided by the House of Representatives. And then an excerpt from Van Jones' TED Talk. What if a U.S. presidential candidate refuses to concede after an election? And so we don't have any concession yet, do we? And it's getting interesting. But in that, Van Jones said, and lastly, sorry, folks, voting is not enough. You're going to have to get active, get involved. So it's actually a lot better to follow the guidance of the late, great Gene Sharp. So was Van openly calling for color revolution? Sure sounded like it, to me anyway. So, continuing, basically, you know, I wrote Greg Palast, Van Jones, The Atlantic, Michael Moore, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and the war rooms. Facebook created more than one war room between the midterms and now. Rosa Brooks and the 100-plus neocons and neolibs that at the so-called Transition Integrity Project, retired Army General Stanley McChrystal and the Defeat Disinfo Pack. Rhetorically speaking, my question was, how have so many arrived at such an ominous and presumably outlandish forecast? Similarly, why is everyone so hysterical about you getting out to vote regardless of for whom you vote? It was interesting, you know, a friend and I were talking about this, and, you know, we're told that, what, 170 million people voted, something like that? Is that what it is? I mean, where is that story? CBS News, November 2nd, 2020 daily trail markers on election eve, 97 million Americans have already voted. So, you know, this is one of those scenarios. Like over the years, I've said, why don't we just, let's be on the quiet. You and I will all kind of go, shh, let's not vote. And then I've joked at every, you know, national election that everyone should stay home and not vote. And then watch as the mainstream media tells you who you voted for through the national election pool's exit polling data that is entirely fabricated. So, I mean, if you have control of the counting mechanism, if you will, and you're also forecasting results and you can magically make the count match the forecast, then, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing. So I'm going to talk about the Transition Integrity Project. I won't belabor that because you know about that. But I did mention, you know, what you're about to witness the election, this election day forward is an election struggle devolving into a protracted legal battle culminating in an unprecedented, heard that word lately, alleged constitutional crisis, the likes of which we've never seen in the 244-year history of our democracy. And then parenthetically, you know, founded as a republic, but then Peter Thiel intimated the shocking present-day reality, right? Democracy is dead, according to the Washington Post, after Peter Thiel talked to Tyler Cowen. Most likely followed by a military-led Junta-style transition to power, you know. And I articulated it more specifically. But the quotes, you know, speaking of the voter fraud, Stalin and Nicaraguan dictator Anastasio Somoza.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home.
Be right back.
All the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour, this Friday, November 6, 2020. So here was the scenario that I outlined earlier this week, and I think it actually sort of went, I was thinking it didn't, but then after sort of revisiting or rethinking about it, kind of fits. So basically, this was the scenario. And specifically, I wrote tonight's presidential election results. And I think I read most or all of this on Tuesday on air. I might have to go back and listen. Anyway, specifically, tonight's presidential election results will most likely be presented as a dead heat, with Trump most likely narrowly ahead, circa 51% to 49%, which reminds me of Clint Curtis's testimony, obviously, followed by what we will be told is a matriculation of the blue wave, or mail-in ballots for Biden, which will be construed by some as overturning the initial results and by others as precisely the fraud about which Trump et al. Warned. But in any case, the results will be hotly contested. That seems to be exactly what has played out. And then I wrote, this will be viewed by both sides, quote unquote, as the other side trying to steal the election. Meanwhile, the Electoral College vote will most likely appear to be a triple cross, contradicting one or both popular vote speculations, in any case betraying the popular vote, leading the House of Representatives deciding the election, according to Amendment 12 to the Constitution, which, of course, will also be hotly contested by both sides. Enter military occupation, which conveniently coincides with a more militarized approach to the so-called pandemic. Which will conveniently coincide with a more militarized approach to the so-called pandemic. And then the African proverb, when elephants fight, it is the grass that suffers. And, you know, if the metaphor is not already abundantly clear, in this case, you and I are the grass. So that's the scenario. And I think it's sort of shaped up precisely that way, except for, you know, obviously, the Electoral College vote, we haven't seen yet. House of Representatives stepping in, military, you know, some kind of military occupation. Both sides militarying up, so to speak, and America loses. Anyway, we'll talk more on the other side of this break. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll grab back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.